Thanks for downloading this episode of the John Curley and Sherry Elicker Show. Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest. The best place to watch all your favorite sports. Featuring wall-to-wall viewing screens, six windows, and 30 kiosks. Be there at emeraldqueen.com.
Yes, you are. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. John Curley, Sherry Elicker Show. Following us on our Instagram page, the John and Sherry Show. S-H-A-R-I, Sherry's unique spelling, because she's a unique person. She is. Don't judge her. Plus, also, or you write to us at mynorthwest.com, although Andrew says nobody does. And then, oh, look at that, the Marcus Casino Resort text line at 1-888-973-5-4-7-6. All are, whoa, Taney's moved up to number one for Employee of the Week, Sherry.
Wow. Who's doing the voting?
You, you're on the other page. Mm-hmm. Okay, dive in.
That's shocking that I didn't make the cut.
Play of the week coming up. 14th time. Not in a row, but just for, she is very excited. It's just a, you know, a little bit of backslapping. You ask how the family's doing. Hey, is anything I can get for you? That goes a long way, Sherry. And the rewards keep rolling in for her. Kind of going for Employee of the Year for Bonneville, the entire Bonneville organization.
Really? Wow, that's good. I'm surprised that they are aware of her existence. Does she do that kind of glad handling? With,
yeah, she said that about you the other day too. So I wouldn't be so quick to. Speaking of existence, is Jacob really joining us?
Oh yeah.
We even have walk-on music for him?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's... Wait, do we?
Let's see. Hang on. No. all right. Why are you joining us, oh, great manager that you are?
I think Joe let me know about what happened in the last segment of last hour, and he, I guess, gave me a chance to defend myself, perhaps?
Yes, because what happened was we said... I'd seen there's a study that just came out, Gen Z... are the least involved.
Well, okay, so the first correction is that I'm not a member of Gen Z, but you do like to estimate down my age, John, because I don't know exactly why.
I wanted to set you up with my daughter, and I was like, she's like, he's really cute. How old is he? I said, he's like 25.
I think I was 30 at that time, and I'm 31 now.
Okay. So you're a millennial? Like,
that's correct.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's
a millennial.
Right.
Okay, got it.
Oh, then this doesn't apply to you. Okay. Gen Z, apparently.
Yeah, go away.
They don't work. We don't work. Plus, what are you doing looking at my sister, you old, dirty old man? I'm on my sister, my daughter.
Oh, wow. That's a slip up of
no. teeny loved that. Here's what happened. We were saying, what do you do all day? So then we did a little experiment where I was calling to you, figuring because you had your headset on in your little office where you also keep the toilet paper and stuff. And and I just wanted to see if you'd raise your hand like you're listening. And then Sherry said, no, he's just wearing the headset. He doesn't have to listen to anything. So because we sort of noticed that you were unaware of the latest developments in the show. And when I say latest, I mean in the last 8 months. So it sort of seemed like we kind of caught you off guard last week.
That is one thing that I wanted to say in my defense is I'm so aware of the show clock that I know exactly when it starts, right? I'm not going to tune in before 06 on the hour. And that's why usually when I notice to turn it on, it's about 08 or so. And that is past the point of Sherry's intro music. And that's why I'm behind on the intro music lores. That's my defense. Thank you, Andrew.
How are we going to correct that, Jacob?
I'm going to I'll set an alarm on my phone for 3:05 so that I make sure that I don't miss your very important intro.
So you're a millennial. What are you? Gen X?
Just millennial. Yeah, regular old millennial.
Okay. I think he also wanted to address the job that you assigned to him that he was unwilling to do.
Yeah, John. Oh, yes. Your favorite story. And I appreciate that you like the story. I enjoy that story the way you tell it as well.
Every time you tell it.
Go ahead. Is this going to show up on my performance review, Mr. Manager?
My memory of that story also involves it maybe being the first or second week I was working with you, John. So I think I was particularly overwhelmed. I don't think I would use a similar phrase that's as dismissive as that sounds like a lot of work these days. But, you know, that. Yeah. You haven't tested me in a while. Perhaps I would. It's hard to say.
That might be coming back.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Well. I do like the reminder. It's a good one.
Once you get back in your office.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry for taking up your time. Thank you, everybody.
No, it's much appreciated. And but one more thing.
Better put his big boy pants on.
Big boy pants on. There he goes. All right. Thank you, Jake. Appreciate it. Yep. All righty. There he goes, crawling out of the studio, back to his little manager hole. See him in there. Yeah, it was really weird. I was like, Chuck, my daughter, who's very attractive, she says, boy, Jacob is fun. He's so smart and he's clever. How old is he? And I didn't know. I knew he was close to 30. So I thought, I'll just knock some years off him so they'll date. But then it would like, then if she fell in love with him or really liked him, then all of a sudden she's, God, Dad, the guy's like 12 years older than I am. But I thought they could work that out, you know, legally somehow.
Wait, how old is your daughter?
Well, at the time, she was 21. Or 20. So that would have been weird.
What's weirder is that you confused your daughter and your sister.
Okay, that's. So I talk about my sister a lot. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, so that's good. Oh, this is, I just found this. I thought you would like this, Sherry. You would certainly have done this if it was still around. I assume it's not there anymore, Joe. The 1-900 numbers.
Oh, no.
The 1-900 numbers, you could call, you could talk to somebody, a psychic. Madame Cleo would tell you what's going to happen with your life. Mm-hmm. You get some gal on there. A friend of mine was living in New York with these two other actresses or actors. There was two, it was one guy, three women. They were all living in the same apartment together. And one of them got into the 1-900, you know, talk dirty lines. And she was just walking around in a pair of sweatpants. She looked a mess because she worked at night as a waitress, but she was making extra money on the side. And the whole deal was you get the guy on the phone and then you just slow talk him. So you just want to just have the numbers just keep rolling up. So you want to keep him on the line for as long as possible because you were paying by the minute on there. And she'd be just walking around doing her nails, just sitting there watching TV, talking dirty to these guys. You know, I came over to visit a couple of times. Like, hey, Lisa's in the other room. She's got a client. So just don't make a lot of noise because it upsets the clients. The clients. She'd be in there just rolling through some weird, disgusting triple X, you know, scenario. While she's filing her nails, watching Price is Right. It's such a weird time. Yeah. Now the 1-900 numbers. Here's one. Sure, you would do this. I know you would.
Cute little dog you've got there. But hold on. In a previous life, he could have been George Washington. Mm. Nice cat. Perhaps Annie Oakley. And look at him. Why, it's Napoleon. Reincarnation. What human being was your pet in a previous lifetime? Master reincarnationist E. David Scott will tell you when you call this number. Just answer simple questions with your touch tone phone. $1.95 per minute for entertainment only. Under 18, get permission. Call now. Learn who your pet was as a human in a previous lifetime.
I would be all over that.
Wait, Joe, we're going to see if E. David Scott is even still around. But who? I mean, they were doing the 1-900 numbers. And I met the woman who came up with some of the 1-900 numbers. She then eventually owned a hotel in Puerto Vallarta. Her name is Janice. And she was the one that did Madame Cleo. She made millions and millions of dollars off of that. So could you imagine hey, we got to come up with some new ideas. Who's got ideas? No bad ideas. How about 1-900? What famous person was your dog or is your dog? Yeah, that'll work. God, how many sad people would have signed up for that one?
Did you know that I did a psychic radio show?
No.
Yeah. So the 1-800, the Dionne Warwick people.
Yeah.
Remember that whole thing?
Yes.
They decided that they wanted to do a radio version of that because every time you put a psychic on the radio, the phones just go crazy.
Yes.
So they hired me. I would work in the afternoon with Don and Mike, and then I would drive to Baltimore, and I would do this radio show that was simply a call-in show, and we had this live psychic that would mm-hmm. answer all of their questions.
Okay.
And it really, I mean, it took off. And then the psychic went crazy. There was something he somehow imploded. I mean, they went to his hotel room where he was staying, and he had like 45 pizza boxes and all this stuff. And he just disappeared. It's the weirdest thing. And he got some Wendy's chili. And but I like the job. I had a really good time.
So wait, he disappeared without a trace.
Wait. 45 pizza boxes. I mean, that's enough to. That's it.
He also stole my credit card. So he just got out of town, and then they had to shut down the whole thing. I don't know why they couldn't find another psychic, but it was really fun. And I don't know if they were. I mean, they seemed like decent people. And they
until they saw the 45 pizza boxes.
Well, not so much him.
All right, detective. Let's just wrap it up here. I think this case pretty much it solves itself. I counted 45. How many did you get? Oh, I missed the one behind the nightstand. Yeah, all right, 45 pizza boxes.
Oh, he's dead.
He's gone. Yeah. You ever found him again? How close was he on some of this stuff when people would call up? Was he pretty good about it?
I don't know. I never followed through. I didn't care, but I think it was.
What an employee.
It was very successful. And yes, I think some people believed that he gave them help and helped them with different problems. He didn't do tarot cards or anything like that. He would just sit there and, what was his name? I can't remember his name. But then he called me after he disappeared, stolen my credit card, all of that. He called me out of the blue. And said that he had, I don't know what kind of a breakdown. And
did you ask him about the pizza boxes?
No, what did he call you for, Sherry?
He called to check in with me. I mean, we were kind of friends, you know. And so he just called and to say he was sorry that things turned out the way they did.
Yeah. Why does he need to call you? Does he know how you are?
He would think that. That's like, why do you need an appointment? Don't they know when you're coming?
Yeah. I had two psychic experiences, but one, Terry Clem, I can't find her. I don't know where she is, but she was the one that I was interviewing Robert Reed. I know, I've told the story before, but according to consultants, there's new people coming in all the time, and a lot of them have suffered some sort of traumatic brain injury, and they've got bad short-term memory problems. So stick with me. But don't hit the...
Andrew's not paying attention, by the way.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So Terry Clem to Robert Reed, who's Mr. Brady. He's on this TV show he's doing. And we're like, live show, you know, cue the audience. And the audience starts to applaud. Guys, they're coming out. Camera three. We'll spin out to two. Here we go. And 5, 4. Robert Reed leans over and goes, ask me one question about the Brady Bunch. And I walk off this set. Do you understand, Mr. Eyeglasses? He didn't know my name. I had eyeglasses on. It's like, one and cue. What do you say to the guy? Like, I said, well, welcome Robert Reed, who's performing at the Kennedy Center in Love Letters. Robert, welcome to the show. Great to have you here. Well, thank you. It must be great to be able to be back on live stage. I mean, I have nothing to say to this guy. Like, what to say to him? I can't bring up Robert. I can't bring up the Brady Bunch, right? So I cut the thing short, and I said, would you stick around? I've got a psychic. She's really great. I don't believe in psychics. I know. Maybe, but a lot of people don't, but she's really good. You'll really like her. Blah, blah, blah. And maybe something heavy will fall on you during the commercial break. You just go away. Yeah. So
order 45 pizzas and it'll happen.
Yeah. So she comes in, sits down, and she's doing the psychic stuff for the audience, and she does a reading on me. I said, how about for Robert? He goes, I don't bother. Don't bother. I don't believe in psychics. Don't bother. I don't believe in psychics. I said, go ahead, do one. So she turns and she looks at him. She has this really kind of weird look on her face. She looks back at me, looks back at him, and then she says, just be careful driving. And Robert Reed, big smile on his face, looks at her and goes, ha, see, I told you I don't believe in psychics. I don't drive. I haven't driven in 30 years. I don't have a driver's license. I have a driver. So it just proves my point that psychics aren't real. It's like, stick around. We'll show you the proper way to drink water when we come right back. You know, the stupid morning show thing. Then we go into the green room. We're taking the makeup off. He's gone. And Terry Clem comes over to me and says, oh, my God, he'll be dead in like 6 weeks.
Oh,
what? yeah, that's what I saw when I saw him. I turned to look at him. I saw him dead. I didn't want to say it. I didn't know what to say. So I said, be careful driving. And sure enough, like 6 weeks later, Robert Reed was dead. And I was like, I'm sold. I believe. So I used to call her all the time. I couldn't make a decision without calling her. Should I take this job or that job? Should I get the with cheese or without cheese on the hamburger? I mean, it was no subject too trivial that I couldn't call her for and then slip her $100 or something. But I became almost addicted to, you know, Terry Clem, which I don't know where she is. She was the psychic that predicted Robert Reed's passing. How about that?
Did he look ill?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Just a guy that didn't want to talk about the Brady Bunch.
Well, can you blame him?
What Joe wrote here. Found the Como story. No King 5. That's the lady being interviewed with the... that was for the... was that the...
The next
the pizza thing.
No.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, good. All right, we've got time for that one. Thank you, Joe, for texting me, allowing me to read that on the air for everybody's enjoyment.
Well done.
Thank you. All right, let's do this. Let's check over to Nate. I know he's paying attention now. All right.
The Mariners are all about giving you more baseball for your buck. With Mariners Value Games, you can snag seats for as little as $10 to select games all season long. To get your tickets and check out the complete Mariners Value Game schedule, go to mariners.com/valuegames.
If you've been thinking about surgery or even joint replacement, here's something to consider. Hi, it's Dave Ross. I've talked to over 100 patients of Dr. Mark Wagner, MD, and many of them have told me about life-changing results. Their words, after treatment at Seattle Swartz and regenerative medicine, these are people with severe osteoarthritis, even bone on bone, and they're back to hiking, jogging, playing tennis, skiing, golfing, walking up and down stairs, playing with the kids and the grandkids, and they're doing it without pain and without surgery. Dr. Wagner's 60-minute outpatient procedure uses your own stem cells, and because they're your own stem cells, they can help regenerate your own cartilage in your own joints. Dr. Wagner is a board-certified Seattle physician. He has over 30 years of experience, and he's performed over 20,000 stem cell procedures. And he's one of the few doing it the right way. So, listen to his patients, and remember, whether it's a shoulder, hip, elbow, ankle, wrist, or knee, before you choose surgery, first see Dr. Mark Wagner, MD. Get the facts. Then get back in the game at drmarkwagnermd.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Sure, I want you to remember that it's Wilcox Family Farm Eggs. The best eggs you buy anywhere is Wilcox Family Farm Eggs. The best. The best eggs. All right?
I believe that, yes.
All right.
Ignore him and he'll go away.
Okay. Well, not so fast. A couple more hours of us anyway. People say, you know, I really like your show, but there's so many things I don't understand about it. Like, what's the deal with cocaine pizza thing on Thursday? And who's the teeny tiny lady? And what's this? Now, it's so intricate, you know? It's so complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so many nuances that, and with new people tuning in all the time, so keep them up to speed on some of this stuff so they don't feel like they're at a party where they don't know anybody. Here's what happened with the cocaine pizza. A long time ago, the story was done. It was like 5-6 years ago, maybe longer than that. It happened over in Sammamish. I remember it like it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was the June 4th, 2017. It happened in
Morgan Sammamish. And Michelle, the sheriff's office started this investigation 6 months ago after getting a tip. Since then, undercover detectives have made a number of drug buys here.
Detectives called it Operation Extra Olives. They say two employees of this Papa John's used and sold cocaine while working here and delivered the drugs in pizza boxes.
We sent undercover detectives in there, and sure enough, our undercover detectives were able to establish a relationship with a couple of these drug dealers.
This morning, detectives served a warrant here. During the search, they detected cocaine inside the shop, at the sink, soap dispenser, and cash register.
Wow, sloppy with it. So there's a woman who's about to be interviewed, and she gives a soundbite, which is it going to be cocaine in my pizza today? And we liked it so much, we saved it. And then every Thursday, right, Andrew, we would always say, oh, there's one last question before he's
here. Is my pizza going to be covered in cocaine today?
Right, so... And then Andrew would be like, yes!
It's fine with me.
There's always a yes.
Go ahead. I'm waiting.
See, there you go. So we put that together. So that's where it came from. And it
you don't give it any thought. You don't think, like, is my pizza going to be covered in cocaine today? Yeah, no.
According to the sheriff's office, when the workers were out of drugs, they introduced the undercover detectives to other dealers in Sammamish and Bellevue.
So it's been just rampant.
Well, that was nice.
Ann Michelson lives across the street from this Bellevue home where a second warrant was served today and two men arrested.
We've been aware of this for a long, long time. And the police said just be patient.
In all, detectives seized $28,000 in cash, a vehicle, and drugs. They arrested five people in this investigation, including two former Papa John's employees. The suspects, some barely adults, range in age from 18 to 26.
That's the thing that broke our hearts, to see that, you know, look, and they've got their future ahead of them.
And a statement from Papa John's reads in part, quote, Papa John's has zero tolerance for this type of offensive and illegal behavior. Yeah. It also says, furthermore, food safety and sanitation is of the utmost importance to Papa John's.
They were also upset that they were getting extra olives and weren't being charged for it.
The franchisee took immediate action steps with health department oversight, and the location was cleared to reopen. Tonight, the suspects are being held at the King County Jail without bail for drug-related offenses. In Sammamish, I'm Kristen Drew, Como News.
Oh, the good old days when they would hold you in jail without bail.
And when they thought that that an 18-year-old was old for committing crimes.
Right. Yeah. So that's where the thing about, like, my pizza becoming curtain today? And we actually then found the woman, and we interviewed her like 2 years ago, and she had never heard of the show. No one ever called her to say, hey, they cut this thing. They have this thing of you. Never got back to her. She had zero idea. And when we were like, you're a regular part of the show. It was like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, like so?
And bye-bye. So I said to Joe, because there's this new AI, these kids with their crazy computer style, this AI stuff. Within how long did it take for the write the cocaine pizza song, Joe?
Less than 30 seconds.
What kind of prompts did you put in for it?
I think I put in mom just trying to feed her kid. Pizza place is a front for a drug operation, and she wants to know if there's going to be cocaine on her pizza.
So we did as a ballad.
As
so
a ballad,
this
yeah.
is mm-hmm. the cocaine
in
pizza.
In the darkness
song.
Of the night, she made the call. Nice. A mom just trying to feed a child so small. But little did she know the horrors lurking near.
Nice. Near.
The innocent act of hunger would be replaced by fear.
Oh,
she asked for a pizza, simple request. Unaware of the danger, expecting nothing less. But as the words were spoken, her world began to sway. The restaurant selling something sinister that day. Oh yeah. Will there be cocaine on my pizza today? A mother's desperation led her astray. Innocence shattered, trust torn apart, a heartache so deep forever in her heart. Will there be cocaine on my pizza today?
Is it gonna be covered in cocaine today?
A mother's desperation.
Love it. Innocence shattered, trust torn apart, a heartache so deep forever in her heart. Oh. Nice.
I've had the hook in my head all day.
It's nice. Actually really way, good.
It is. If I had to do like backup on it, I would do the. You ever see them? It would cut away, and the guy's just one earphone on. Like it's just. I do just one. Uh-huh. We are the world. Not rather than the two. You put the one on. Wow, that was great, Joe.
That's really thanks. Good.
Really great. You're really creative, Joe. By typing those
that.
Words into the keyboard. Yeah. Took a little while, but when we got to the hook, come on. Ooh. Who wasn't sitting down, huh? Everybody
will
up on that
be
one.
Cocaine on my pizza today.
Okay, you guys, that's enough. The song was really good. Let's leave it at that.
I'll leave it at that. By the way, now if we were to call her back, she would be even less impressed. Yeah. Like, stop calling me.
Wow.
It's 2017.
She's
gotta... I had... Huh?
Yeah, and you guys are obsessed with me. You even wrote a song about me, and I don't even know who you are. But you know what? I'm really glad you put it into context, because when I would hear it, you know, is there going to be cocaine on my pizza today? I thought, that's such a weird way to say it. But she was actually saying it as if somebody else was saying it. She's like, well, everybody's going to ask. Or no one would ask, is there going to be cocaine on my pizza today?
Huh.
No, I think she was concerned.
No,
like,
I think
if I order pizza, what'd you think? Such a complicated story. There's so much
yes,
nuance to it.
And I'm glad we're spending so much time on it. No, I think it was that she was saying to the person, like, who's going to ask, is there going to be pizza? Is there going to be cocaine on my pizza today?
There's so many moving parts to it.
There really are.
Okay.
Here it is. One. Andrew has to drop one more time. Andrew?
Yeah, hang on.
Oh, yeah, I'm starting to mean to wake you.
Is my pizza going to be covered in cocaine today?
Now you've added a whole other wrinkle. I'm not so sure about it now. Sure, we're going to have to dedicate two more hours to this.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. Got it. All right,
get her on the phone.
Now we know. So explain all of that for everybody. Let's go over to Nate over there is enjoying some... Nate's what? Go ahead. I'm trying to throw it to Nate. What is it, Sherry?
I know. I was going to say we should call her again and get her to clarify that.
No. She doesn't remember.
That's even funnier.
If you've been thinking about surgery or even joint replacement, here's something to consider. Hi, it's Dave Ross. I've talked to over 100 patients of Dr. Mark Wagner, MD, and many of them have told me about life-changing results. Their words, after treatment at Seattle Swartz and regenerative medicine. These are people with severe osteoarthritis, even bone on bone, and they're back to hiking, jogging, playing tennis, skiing, golfing, walking up and down stairs, playing with the kids and the grandkids, and they're doing it without pain and without surgery. Dr. Wagner's 60-minute outpatient procedure uses your own stem cells, and because they're your own stem cells, they can help regenerate your own cartilage in your own joints. Dr. Wagner is a board-certified Seattle physician. He has over 30 years of experience, and he's performed over 20,000 stem cell procedures. And he's one of the few doing it the right way. So, listen to his patients, and remember, whether it's a shoulder, hip, elbow, ankle, wrist, or knee, before you choose surgery, first see Dr. Mark Wagner, MD. Get the facts. Then get back in the game at drmarkwagnermd.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back.
All right, Sherry, I know the mailman sent me one of the letters ahead of time. You have to get ready to do a Sue Bell imitation. Do you need some help with that before the mailman gets here?
No.
You're okay with that?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. Here comes the mailman now. Here he comes. There he is. Look out. Come on, mailman.
Get it. I'm the mailman. As you can see, I'm the mailman. Don't nobody mess with me. I'm the mailman. If you didn't know, I'm the mailman. I bring the mail to your door.
Right to your door.
I have to bribe people to like you?
That sounds like a lot of work.
Okay. Oh, nicely done. All right. We'll get the letter of the day. First thing. All right, Teeny. Teeny, okay. All right. She's like, tell everybody I won.
Not yet.
With the letter of the day, but first take care of all the rest. Here we go.
Okay, this is off topic. This is Jeff from Canada. Sherry's laugh.
By the way, man, that should be the name of the show.
What?
Off topic. I mean, are we on topic?
On topic, right. That's true.
Jeez. Okay, go ahead.
Sherry's laugh is infectious. Please add a squeaker to the fart sounds.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Was that a squeaker?
I don't know.
It was a big squeaker.
Mom, change the station.
Too late, little girl. Mello from Anchorage. Sherry, you aim above your head for the darts. Are you shorter than Teeny? I don't even know what that's about. Is it because the dart? We were talking about the dart man. Is that what you?
Yeah, and I said it'd be hard to aim it below because, yeah, I throw darts above my head. That's why they never land on the thing.
Okay, move the thing. Keep going.
Brent in Auburn says, I'm pretty good with the blowgun. The darts don't just fall out if it's well made. You have to blow, so aiming down is not an issue. Also, I can hit a fly at 25 inches and 25 feet. And six inch balloon
inch.
At 50
feet.
There's so many moving parts to it.
Yes. Barbara Brown on conjoined twins marriage. It is the only acceptable form of polyamorous relationships. Thank you, Farmer Brown, for that legal update there. Okay.
Rachel C says, how old is Teeny? By the way, the show feels like an episode of The Office today. So funny.
Oh, that's good to know. And then Ted Centrella requesting that Sherry read this next letter as Sue Bell. Here is Sherry.
Hey, everybody. It's Sue Bell in Palm Beach. And I just want to show you one of my favorite knit dresses.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. It's Sue Bell from Palm Beach. Happy birthday, Joe. Sorry I'm late. I put on my best knitted sweater for the occasion and sent you my favorite scented candles. I hope you have a great birthday, sweetheart.
There you go. Thank you, Sue. Wendy, the trucker on the Cocaine Pizza song, Dory would have loved that. Yes. Dory, with AI and the stuff that you could do nowadays, and I was talking to Nicole Thompson yesterday, Dory's producer, and we always said, oh, God, I miss that guy every day. Let's see. I'm just a bill. Max, 425. Jack Shelton, the Merv Griffin band member, trumpet player, was often featured on the show, was I'm just a bill singer. Oh, well, there we go, everybody, in case you're wondering.
V in the 206 says, aw, thank you for the memories. Fun fact, I have a box DVD set of Schoolhouse Rock, and those Slee Stacks were terrifying. So scary to watch all alone after school.
God. Oh, my God. The Kingdome hat, 402. John, you should have picked Dartman to blow the baby powder. That's true. I should have, yes. But he was probably in jail at the time, 402. Yep.
Bill in Marysville wants to know, did John have a head cold?
I don't know what's wrong with my voice back then, but I'm glad it has changed. Got hair under my armpits, too, now. Brad the Painter, it's a good thing the talcum powder wasn't later identified as a carcinogen. Maybe somebody should be following up with that 10-year-old.
What I was saying. Mariners opening day 206 says already.
By the way, think about that kid today. He's like that 20, 30, he's like 30 years old or something. He would have that story to tell. So I'm blowing, and the guy's like yelling at me and gesturing with his hand, and he had this high, weird, squeaky voice. Yeah. Okay.
With the cold.
All because he left the plugs in.
Yes. Okay.
206 about this is about the Mariners already mathematically eliminated.
Oh, come on. Josh, the 306 says, if you recall, the Oakland A's didn't win the World Series in Moneyball. Wow. Okay. Think about that, everybody.
Mike in Portland says, in honor of opening day, I'd love to hear John do the whole show as drunken announcer guy.
Okay, and that would be the last show. No, I can't. No, opening day for the Mariners. Hellcat Kid, Mike and Renton says, can Bucky's modify my car to make it sound like a gun going off? Maybe Bucky's could do that for you.
If anybody
no
could.
Ever Kirkland do it. Yeah, Bucky's could. You're right.
There I love sure. Bucky's.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks. Jake desperate for a sponsor. All right, Sherry, I think this is all you.
All right. Paul in Sammamish says, baseball legend Johnny Bench could hold 7 baseballs in one hand. Broadcasting legend Sherry Elliker can hold 3 Johnny Benches in one hand.
Okay, you got it? You all right?
Don't do it again.
Okay.
I cringe to think what the next hour is going to be like.
That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
We have no idea.
She left the gloom hanging round my front door.
I got an inkling.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.